اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. It is necessary that the crimes of the tyrants in each age and era be regularly condemned in the cries of lamentations and in the recitals of elegies held for the infallible imams. In this age, which is the age of oppression of the world of Islam by America and Russia and their satellites, including the Saudi family, these traitors to the great divine sanctuary, his prophet and his angels, the crime of these oppressors must be strikingly reminded, cursed and imprecated.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Lovely listeners, sisters and brothers from all over the world. You're listening to Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Musavi. Well, in this program, we talk and contemplate and elaborate on the sentences and valuable expressions of Imam Khomeini on different subjects. About the subject of knowledge and the knowledgeable, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh says that life under the umbrella of knowledge and awareness is so sweet, and intimacy with books, pens, and similar treasures provide such memorable and lasting recollections that overshadow all failings and bitterness. You know, this sentence represents the positive effect of knowledge in life. The sweetness that Imam Khomeini is talking about is the enlightenment or basira.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Imam Khomeini speaks about a scientist's hobby that is reading books. You must be a book lover to feel the enjoyment of dealing with them. And we know that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi had the highest degree in Hawza, that is Ijtihad. And until the very last days of his life, he spent most of his time with his books and his studies. So he recommends us to study in that way, in order to change our viewpoints and mentality in a better way for life. And, you know, the result of such a view is seeing the bitterness and difficulties of this world in a more easier and less troublesome way. And that is quite an important lesson we're taking from this statement. Well, let's read that sentence from Imam Khomeini again. He says, life under the umbrella of knowledge and awareness is so sweet, and intimacy with books, pens, and similar treasures provide such memorable and lasting recollections that overshadow all failings and bitterness.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.